That's the sound of traffic on the M50 motorway around Dublin yesterday evening when a convoy of around 100 tractors going very slowly on all southbound lanes brought traffic in many parts of the city to a standstill. The farmers had stayed in their tractors overnight in the city centre and said they were protesting over the price they're being paid for their cattle. We'll hear from farmers later and from businesses who say they were affected by the protest. But first, the impact on traffic. Conor Faulkner is Director of Consumer Affairs with AA Ireland.
It was pretty disruptive. We did have the tractors on the Stephen's Green area really since Wednesday, and there were road closures in the city centre. Somewhat disruptive, but we were used to it in a sense. But early yesterday evening, the protest moved from Stephen's Green to the Dublin Port and entered the Dublin Port Tunnel. That caused quite a bit of disruption immediately there in the city centre, and the Port Tunnel was effectively closed. The tractors then progressed up onto the M50, joined the M50 southbound, and progressed southbound along the M50 to Junction 7. That whole process took about 2 hours until 7 o'clock in the evening, and predictably, on a busy Thursday evening, virtually blocking the M50 southbound was immensely disruptive. So there were a huge number of ordinary motorists affected by that. The northern part of the city and the M50 itself was badly congested for a period. It caught us by surprise. We weren't expecting it. We hadn't known. And it certainly caused a great deal of frustration, just judging from what commuters have been feeding back to us in AA Roadwatch.
Any protest that blocks a road will have knock-on effects. Is this one unprecedented?
It's pretty severe, for sure. I mean, there have been protests in the past, but this was pretty severe. And you're right, and there is a tension there between the reasonable right of any group to protest and to express themselves, and this is a democracy, we do have to respect and facilitate that. But at the same time, this is one that caused a great deal of collateral damage. I mean, there are an awful lot of people who have no party to this dispute, nothing they can do about it. And they were taken by surprise and seriously inconvenienced last night, and that's ordinary commuters and motorists, as well as businesses and the commercial life of the city. So it was disruptive over and above what most of us would consider reasonable, and I do believe that frustrated a lot of people.
By the letter of the law, all such protests are technically illegal, but of course Gardaí have to recognise the right to protest too.
Yeah, that's entirely true. And you know, you could look at a circumstance like happened yesterday, and you know, in fact, there were probably half a dozen individual laws that were broken. The speed travelled on the motorway, the blockage of the Port Tunnel. You know, conceivably there are road traffic offences there, public order offences there. But to be fair, I don't think we can expect Gardaí on the front line to be able to use the Road Traffic Act to prevent a circumstance like this. I think it's probably a deeper conversation. But I do think the organisers of the protest need to reflect on what they did yesterday, on the collateral damage caused, and on whether or not they think it was constructive. There does have to be a balance somewhere between the right to protest and the right of the rest of the city to get on with its normal life.
Judging from reaction on social media and conversation last night, there was some sympathy with farmers, particularly with the point they were trying to make over the price they're being paid for beef.
Yes, I think that's true. And, you know, we've been hearing the same thing as well on social media. And fair enough. I mean, they've highlighted their case. But I would ask the organisers just to reflect on that. I mean, it's difficult to say that they made friends yesterday. Certainly, there were an awful lot of people for whom they caused frustration. Now, clearly, you know, AA wouldn't have a view one way or the other on the merits of their dispute. But it's certainly true to say that they caused a lot of disruption for a lot of people yesterday, and I would ask them to have a think about that. How constructive was it? And in the long run, if protests like that are to be repeated, I think it likely that frustration will worsen. We could do without a circumstance like yesterday happening again.
That's Adrian Kavanagh from Adrian Kavanagh, who's sitting in front of me. That's Conor Faulkner from AA Ireland, who was speaking to us about the traffic. We'll be talking more about the traffic a little later on in the programme.